The Working Experience.
Route 93 North is almost at a standstill. It's a rough one out there this morning. Snow and sleet.
There is no service on
that. Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Yeah, folks. We're going to be a few minutes. We have train traffic ahead of us. We should be moving shortly.
John, we need that report ASAP.
Where are we on that presentation?
Man, HR wants to see you.
Did you return that email yet?
We have a team meeting at 10.
You need to stay late, Bob.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
They're moving in a different direction.
And after the meeting, we'll have a breakout session.
Who ate my
Where are my hot pockets?
This microwave is disgusting.
Oh, God, what's that
He was clipping his toenails at his desk. I can't take it anymore.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of TGIM from the Working Experience Podcast. Of course, that stands for Thank God It's Monday. Am I right?
I was waiting with bated breath over the weekend for Monday morning to arrive, and now that it's here, I am beside myself. I'm actually over the moon that it's Monday morning.
Rise and grind.
That's what I was thinking the whole time. I was like, what? I'm sitting at home reading a book? Where's the lack of hustle actually got me sick to my stomach.
I only think these days in terms of slogans. Rise and grind. I don't know. What's another one? I can't remember. So many
that,
of them.
That's all that you can hold in your head at one time.
Yeah.
Rise and grind.
No days off.
Nope.
You know, that's the Patriots are always good for these very trite. Well, of course, they did win the Super Bowl again, so I guess you have to give it some credence. But all right. So, God damn it. I keep trying to find this stuff on Insta. I still don't know how to work my phone very well, to tell you the truth.
That's actually not surprising.
How do I get back to... Now it wants to take a picture. There we go. Yeah, all right.
Hey, Matt, we're on a podcast, for Christ's sake, and you're fiddling with your phone. let me try to bring everybody back. So,
No. I got something here. All right. So,
no, wait. Hold on. We got it. Right. If someone is... If this is the first time you're hearing this podcast, you're like, what are these two idiots talking about? We have these mini podcasts to celebrate Mondays and then likewise Fridays. So this one, we hope you're listening to on Monday morning, and it's Thank God It's Monday. We have some affirmations that we would like to share with you to get through the work week. We talk about basically nothing, but this hopefully will uplift your soul so that you can drag yourself through until Friday, and then you'll hear us again.
Just remember, everyone's just as miserable as you are, so,
you know. That's what it comes down to.
So this is from...
The human experience is shared misery. The working experience.
There you go. So, 6 ways to feel your best at work, even when you're at your worst.
Oh.
Here we go. Drink lots of water. Coffee might seem like a quick fix solution if you're in a hurry.
Sorry, you know what? I'm sorry to cut you off, but I would have loved to be in the room when the head of whatever paper or publication this is coming from pitched this to the person who actually had to write it.
Yep.
You know, it's like, hey guys, this is the feedback we're getting. Hey Bob, I need you to write an article on the 6 ways to, or 5 ways, whatever it is, to uplift your spirits at work. You're on it. And then Bob's soul just drains out of his body.
You're on it, Bob. Let's go. Something good. So drink lots of water. Ice water will actually wake you up faster, and there's no mid-afternoon crash. Pack light snacks so you have something to munch on throughout the day. If full meals make you feel sluggish, having these will help you, will keep you fueled without the burnout. Nice. Skip the heavy makeup. That'll weigh down your skin and make you feel...
No, I'm not doing that. I'm going to wear the heavy makeup.
Do your skincare routine and remember to moisturize so you still feel a little pampered. All right, I'm with that game. Spray your favorite perfume. You'd be surprised at how much a difference a nice smell can make. Interesting. Your most comfortable but still professional work attire with a pair of comfortable flats. Whether it's your power blazer or a Reformation dress, I don't even know what these things, what the hell's a Reformation dress, that you decide to splurge on, put on something you can feel and look good in. That's, yeah, I do that. And last but not least, a good playlist of your favorite songs, podcasts, working experience, audiobook that you can listen to during your commute. Well, that puts us squarely in the zone right here, right now. The working experience. What better thing to listen to right now as you're slogging to work facing 5 days of this?
That's sound advice, but this is what I like to do. As soon as I get up, I pound 3 Red Bulls. And then I let out like a battle cry to let the world know that Johnny is ready to jump into Monday.
Yep.
Then I get on my train and I look for I don't want to sit by myself. I want to sit like in a 3 or 6 seater so I can chat up my local commuters.
Either that or you're on the phone talking a minute.
No. Not only am I chatting, I'm on the phone and I'm on my laptop. I'm multitasking. Then as soon as the doors open, I don't walk.
No.
Because that's going to take 3 to 4 times to get to work.
That's for losers. Walking's for losers.
Those doors open and it's like the Greyhound races when the gate opens.
It's like the bull at the rodeo.
Exactly.
Kicking.
I tear out of there and I run. I don't take the subway. I run to work.
You stand at the doors going like the bull bucking against the door at the rodeo. Like, come on! Come on! If there's a moment's pause, you're like, come on!
I'm hitting against the door. Exactly. And then I don't, when I arrive at work, another huge battle cry to let me know that war has begun.
War.
I am here to take souls.
Yep. And kick then ass and my, take names.
And then I pound another 3 Red Bulls, and then I am literally off to the races.
I get so wired trying to multitask that I don't accomplish anything. I run from one task to the other, hanging up the phones, and it's just nothing. Emails not sent, and just I'm a mass of totally useless energy.
My first hour at work is what I like to call FaceTime. I like to get FaceTime with as many people as possible. And that usually happens about 3 inches from their face. Just that they know that. What's that?
All right. I don't know when to cut in here because you just cut out your audio. Cut out.
My order. Let me just continue because it did cut out. So my deal is, you know, I have to let
your
people
audio
know
still
that
real
Johnny's
funky
in the building. And stuff's about to go down.
Wait, can you hear me? John, hello?
What about now?
Yeah, your audio's really... Yeah, you just came back, but all that... I didn't hear any of that.
Yeah, your audio's messed up too. All right, you know what?
All right, there you are.
All right, are we back?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, so let me just begin. Let me try to pick that up. So I like to get right in your face to let you know that I'm there, that the day has begun. We're going to go to battle together.
your eyes are wide.
I'm wired. I'm bloodshot eyes. I'm like a wild hyena ready for the hunt.
There is nothing that makes me more at peace than completely bullshit business crap like FaceTime. Can I get some FaceTime on this? Like, what do you mean? You want to talk to me face to face? Yes, we can do that. We don't need to call it FaceTime, okay? Just talk to me. Just no.
No, this is how I end every single FaceTime that usually lasts about 3 to 7 seconds. I walk away, point them, look them dead in the eye, and I say, "Lunch." I do that to every single person. So I've just made anywhere between 20 to 30 quote unquote fake lunch dates. Meaning,
oh, is that what lunch means when you say lunch?
Yeah, that yeah, you and I okay. were having lunch today.
But you don't have time to say, "Hey, do you want to have lunch, Bob?" No.
It's just
lunch.
It's lunch. 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 No time. No, we're not waiting for a confirm. It's just lunch.
And this is what I think you're probably doing. Can I get some FaceTime with you, Bob? I want about that new product. Bang, you're on your phone walking away, and you just say lunch. And Bob's like, what? What are we talking about? Like, what's going on here? And then Susan, I need to lunch. Bang, back on the phone. You're over there. Two phones going at yeah. once.
And then by 3 o'clock, I'm passed out at my desk. Fully asleep. I've spent all my energy.
Hey, I read Titan, the John D. Rockefeller biography. Every day, he took a nap. Every day.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's the whole hustle thing is all it's all BS. I mean,
spent time at home with his family. Always made time for that. You know, he worked. Obviously, he worked. But I mean, like. These guys used to take the summer and go down to Newport, where all those, you know, Rhode Island, all those huge mansions
right.
are built. No emails, cell phones, telephones, yeah. really. You know, and somehow the world carried on.
Yes, yeah, stuff still got done.
So let me kind of end off with this. And this is from EJO Quotes. I don't really know what that stands for, but these guys are always good for... a quote. When you think things are bad, when you feel sour and blue, when you start to get mad, you should do what I do. Just tell yourself, ducky, you're really quite lucky. Some people are much more, oh, ever so much more, oh, muchly, much, much more unlucky than you. You know which philosopher said that?
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss, exactly. So... when you need to sit down and make an appreciation list, okay?
Absolutely.
All the things in your life that are great, that's what you need to make a list of, and then you're just going to feel a lot better, you know, about your slog, about your work and all of that. My day's a little different from John's. It's I usually have to kind of wring my pillow out from the tears.
right. From the
when
night
I wake
before.
Up, yeah, and then I just kind of drag myself in, and the kids come in. First 10, 15 minutes of class are pretty much just a waste. You know, it's just nothing going on.
Well,
you know,
I think for you, Maddie, your shower time is probably the least stressful point of your life because you can just cry in the shower. There's no cleanup.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll say this, you know, technology and all that, the greatest thing that's ever happened at education is YouTube. Yep. I find like a 20-minute video, put it on, it's got something vaguely to do with some book we are supposed to be reading in class, and I just put that on, and, you know, then it ends, and I say, so, anybody have any thoughts on the video? No, yeah. And they all just sit there.
It's open. It's an open discussion with no input from you whatsoever.
no prep, not anything. And they all just sit there looking kind of confused. And then
then some kid in the back of the class raises his hand and is like, "Mr. Kerr, I think you said less than 10 words in 1 hour. It's a new record for you."
And I'm like, "Why you got to call me out like that? what's up with that, you know?" And then I'm like, "All right, we're just going to have a free reading period till the end of the period there. Are we going to get books?" "Oh, right, yeah, I got to do that." You know, it's kind of mumbo jumbo, you know, just, you know, whatever. So, I mean, most of them are going to go work in probably the tech industry writing code. So what does reading a book have to do with that?
Right, books.
I mean,
you should actually burn them.
Yeah, I mean, come on, this is enough. All right, everybody. Well, I know that has put a smile on your face. TGIM to everyone, and have a wonderful day.
And we hope this little pep talk launches you into Monday like a rocket.
I feel like Vince Lombardi sometimes.
No, this is
my pep talks.
This is a serious pep talk because, you know, most people are staring down 40, 50, 60 hours of work. And they,
that ought
they
to make you feel better.
they need a little pat on the ass.
What was Vince Lombardi's line? I forget. Something about practice or toughness or working hard or something like that. Anyway, there you go.
Into a blender and press start.
Yeah, just say, bub, get to work and you know, try to keep your head down. And
then we should say that if this is the first podcast you're listening to on the working experience, this is not indicative of the working experience.
This most of them are not as good as this.
Yeah, this is... This is a mini episode. Matt and I actually talk about we go into in-depth analysis on topics concerning the workforce and your working experience, and then we interview people and we go. I don't know if you could consider what we do work per se.
Well, let me leave you all with this. You have got to be better at your job than we are. I mean, just listen to this. You've got to do better.
Absolutely.
So there you go.
And in fact, if you are not better at your job, you should quit immediately.
Yeah. You've got to be better than this.
Just walk off the job. Do everyone a favor and just walk. just go home.
All right, everybody. Happy Monday.
Okay, everyone. Thanks.